New Hampshire is the birthplace of video games. No, really. Just ask 90-year-old Manchester resident Ralph Baer. He invented them.
All right, take the hand control. My suggestion is that you do what I do. You hold it up against your belly and put your hand on the English knob.
We're playing the original Pong game on the old Magnavox Odyssey, the very first game console. He thought up the idea of making dots move on a TV screen in 1966 when he was working for a defense contractor in Nashua. Baer's also the man behind a few electronic toys, like the G.I. Joe with the metal detector.
Like this guy, he should work. Yeah, he does.
And everyone's favorite, Simon. Baer's biggest legacy, though, is helping to create an industry that today is outgrossing Hollywood. New Hampshire's economy, however, has never managed to reap the benefits from his innovation. Now, if New Hampshire's homegrown game developers decide to stay, that has the potential to change.
There's some bad guys that are some hamburgers, and Bacon Man has a dash ability, which is the whooshing sound that you keep hearing.
Neil Lorenza is 22 years old. He recently graduated from Southern New Hampshire University and started a video game company called SkyMap Games. He's showing me Bacon Man, the company's inaugural game, still in the late stages of development.
So, Bacon Man was heir to the meat throne, and the pork king took over his father's throne. So Bacon Man's job is to fight through all of the different worlds to take back the throne from the pork king. He's a rightful heir.
Lorenza says changes in the game industry in recent years have resulted in opportunities for startups like his. Thanks to crowdfunding, self-publishing, online distribution, and increasingly affordable software, smaller independent game studios are popping up all over. College programs for game design and development are becoming more common as well. In New Hampshire, SNHU, NHTI, and Daniel Webster College each offer them. About a dozen video game majors from each school are graduating this year. But as quickly as this high-tech workforce is being created, it's being siphoned away.
I think there's a larger talent pool and more people engaged in conversation about game design in Massachusetts. So it's generally the place you want to be if you're starting a game company right now.
Lorenza has located his business in the greater Boston area. But New Hampshire wants people like him to stay put because the state's high-tech sector is facing a shortage in software talent. Not only is the university system not producing enough, but businesses and workers aren't finding the same ecosystem in New Hampshire that they can find elsewhere. Limited infrastructure, investment capital, tax credits, and a rural brand also make the state a hard sell. David Carrig is the co-founder of Retro Effect, a video game company based in Meredith. But he refers to himself as software neurosurgeon.
When your company is very, very small and you own it, you can sort of give yourself whatever title you want.
Carrig and his partner, both in their 20s, started their company in Arizona, but moved it to New Hampshire, where their parents live, to finish their first game called Snapshot.
So the game that we developed is a 2D puzzle platformer, where you can take photographs of objects in the levels, capture them in the pictures, and then paste the pictures back into the world and have all the objects fall back out.
The pair moved to New Hampshire so they could work full-time on the project with the support of their families. Carrig says they released Snapshot for PC back in September, and it has been gaining in popularity. As their company grows in profitability, Carrig says they plan on moving it to the Boston area, not because of tax incentives, internet access, or investment, but because of the huge game design scene Boston already has.
As far as the community in New Hampshire goes, it's really, really lacking. The great thing about having a community and the support from other developers is it's a place to show off games that you're working on to other game-oriented minds who can look at it and pick it apart and give you advice and feedback and so forth.
And there's another reason why New Hampshire wants the game design trade to have a presence in the state. In a word, demographics. New Hampshire isn't getting any younger. Meanwhile, at least 70% of the game development workforce is comprised of 20 to 30-somethings, according to the 2010 Game Developer Salary Report. That's exactly the age group where New Hampshire is forecasting a shortage. With such low overhead, it wouldn't cost much for New Hampshire to build an incubator to support them. Or perhaps New Hampshire could start more simply by making the birthplace of video games part of its brand. For Word of Mouth, I'm Ryan Lessard.